Right now, all of the parts with shadows on the picture, I'm cutting those out because they're going to be the ones that get the paint.
This is Ari French, a student at Utah State University. He's working on a stencil portrait of Maya Angelou.
And then there's this big elaborate headpiece, so I'm going to cut that out and then do the finer details on it later and color those in.
When it's finished, it will be added to a mural project called Work in Progress by artists Jan Haworth and Liberty Blake. The project is Haworth's brainchild, inspired by her work as one of the artists who created the iconic cover of the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Rolling Stone published a sort of review of Sgt. Pepper saying it was the greatest album of all time, which I dispute. I will say that right away. And it occurred to me that it might be interesting to do some mathematics about that and to see how many women, how much ethnic diversity was on the cover. What were we thinking in 1967 that we have transcended now?
Haworth knew she could do better now. This formed the basis of her project SLC Pepper, a mural full of influential figures. Work in Progress is the next step, a community project honoring hundreds of influential women. She says the majority of people who contribute to the mural in her workshops don't consider themselves artists, which can make for a challenging start.
Everybody panics. I panic because when I start to do a stencil cut, it's in reverse. It's counterintuitive.
However, Haworth says, they get the hang of it pretty quickly.
When they have cut the stencil, pushed the paint through the holes that represent the face, and they unstick the masking tape and lift it up and see what they've done that is a recognizable portrait of somebody of significance, somebody who's a catalyst for change. There's a wonderful moment there that's really pretty emotional. They've made something they didn't know they could, and it's happened in a couple of hours, so it's really thrilling.
A replica of the mural will be on display at USU's Merrill Kaggeer Library until March 29th. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.